Earlier this month, the College Republican National Committee put out a series of ads aimed at a younger crowd. It's a parody of the TLC show Say Yes to the Dress, and it involves Republican candidates and their opponents in several state races, including Florida's Governor Rick Scott.
Budget is a big deal for me now that I just graduated from college. The Rick Scott is perfect. Rick Scott is becoming a trusted brand. He has new ideas that don't break your budget.
The ad has gained a lot of attention nationwide, and Tuesday night was no different on Comedy Central's The Colbert Report show. Host Stephen Colbert started off by taking some jabs at the ad.
Yes, they are imitating the popular TLC show Say Yes to the Dress to appeal to female voters. In the same way you would appeal to veterans with Cupcake Wars.
The ads portray each candidate as a different wedding dress, with Rick Scott as the more appealing one.
But Mom has other ideas.
I like the Charlie Crist. It's expensive and a little outdated, but I know best. And don't forget, the Charlie Crist comes with additional costs. There's over $2 billion in taxes.
Mom, this is my decision. I see a better future with Rick Scott.
Sometimes it's hard to let go of old styles, but it all worked out in the end because Britney said yes to Rick Scott.
So Colbert decided to parody the CRNC's ad by creating one of his own, featuring two women comparing each candidate to sanitary napkins.
Wow, you are looking confident and self-assured.
I am, even though right now it's that time.
Midterms?
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't have your confidence. What's your secret?
Well, I'm being protected by Rick Scott in my private sector.
That explains it. I'm still using Charlie Crist.
It's been 4 years since he was governor. He could never give you that fresh feeling.
Rick Scott, the best candidate.
Period.
But the CRNC ad doesn't just have comedians weighing in. The leaders of Florida's two main political parties have strong opinions as well.
I thought it was ridiculous and sexist. I don't know whose idea that was and who thought it was a good idea.
That's Florida Democratic Party Chair Allison Tant, who isn't too happy about the ad.
Even my 16-year-old son couldn't find words to make sense of that advertisement. And it was insulting to women. It was insulting to young college women who are, you know, looking to graduate and go on and do very meaningful, wonderful things with their lives, including marriage, but not limited to marriage. And I thought it was obnoxious and immature and sophomoric, inappropriate.
But Leslie Dewar, the Republican Party of Florida chair, defended the ad.
I kind of thought it was humorous and funny for that age group. And it was something that was done by college Republicans. I have a 15-year-old daughter who saw the humor in it. But again, you know, the Democrats and Charlie will use anything negatively to think that it's something negative about it and to distract you. And, you know, Charlie will try anything to distract you. But it was just something, it was a parody. It was kind of funny.
As of Wednesday afternoon, the CRNC's ad, which came out at the beginning of this month, has had more than 422,000 views. It's also the mostly viewed video on their YouTube channel. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.